It's Monday, April 12th, 2021. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
How long does it take for a complicated one?
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a nice way to open up this year episode of the show, Red Sleeping Beauty. That's the band from right here in Stockholm, Sweden, featuring Mary Wire from Sydney, Australia on vocals. That was the song Second Time, comes off the Second Time single, which is to say they've just released a single called Second Time. And a big fan of Red Sleeping Beauty as always. That song in particular really reminds me of like Saint Etienne, the good old days. Super great. Thought that was a great song. Fun to open up this year episode of the show with. Speaking of things I am very fond of, how about this next band from my hometown? That's right, Dallas, Texas. The Polyphonic Spree. They are back after quite a long hiatus. I think their last release was like 2014, 2013, something. Almost a decade. And they got a new album of covers. It's as if they're just trying to make me want to, you know, love everything. It's an album of covers of songs, some of them obscure, some of them that you're very familiar with, and it's super good. There's a cover of The Association on there, and of course, Never My Love. I'm always going to love every version of it. you can tell that's good. But I'm actually not going to play that song because I'm going to play some other songs. I'm going to play She's a Rainbow, cover of the Rolling Stones, and a cover of NXS, Don't Change, which is a really good song. And actually, I'm not sure that this cover is better than the NXS original, but it's quite good. They really hone in and they find these songs that work well with their, you know, 24 band members and a choir and all these instruments and stuff. So it's really quite fun. And speaking of Polyphonic Spree in Dallas, Texas, let me just take on a little sidebar here. Last time I was in Dallas, I was visiting my family right before the pandemic hit. I was actually in Dallas and I was worried, am I going to be able to get back to Europe? Because the pandemic started becoming a thing, you know? And I was like, it had broken out in Italy, you know, when I was in Dallas. And I was like, man, am I going to be able to get are they going to shut all the airlines down? So I was really afraid. And I was very relieved when I made it back to Sweden. But at any rate, while I was in Dallas, my mom was like, we got to take you over to this new like farm to table experimental restaurant place. It's like they literally have a farm in the back. It's like a restaurant built onto a farm in like a kind of a residential neighborhood in South Dallas. But anyway, they built a small farm and then they grow all the food there and then they make it into food that they sell in their restaurant. And they have like a little farmer's market kind of thing as well. And the thing that's really interesting about it is it's fully staffed by like ex-convicts and like maybe homeless people or something. So it's like this community outreach, like trying to make the community better and make the food better, and everything's about sustainability. It's all, you know, very idealistic and great, and the food was good too. So anyway, my mom was like, we got to go over there, you're gonna love it. And she was right, I did. But while we were waiting in line, Tim DeLauder comes in and he gets in line behind me. Now Tim DeLauder, for those of you who don't know, he is the founder of the Polyphonic Spree. He's the main vocalist. He's like the guy who's Polyphonic Spree. And then he's also, before that, he was the creator of Tripping Daisy, which is another band that I super love, also from Dallas, who I've never played on the show before, I think because their last release was before I started doing the show. So anyway, I'm going to make it right today. So I'm going to hear these two songs. We're going to hear She's a Rainbow and Don't Change from the Polyphonic Spree off this new covers album, which is great. And then we're going to hear kind of a rarity from Tripping Daisy from the I Got a Girl EP. That's where they kind of released this wide. It's called Margarita Tropenzando or something like that. I've always loved it. It's one of my favorites. I first heard it on a local radio station's compilation. I think it was like Tales from the Edge Volume 7 or something. Anyway, point is, I'm a longtime fan of Tim DeLauder, and I talked to him a little bit. It was fun talking to him. I was like, hey, I'm a big fan. You could tell he wasn't used to being recognized. You know, I think he's like sort of not that famous. I try not to be too annoying, but it was very nice meeting him there. But anyway, here we go. Without further ado, Tim DeLauder's The Polyphonic Spree with She's a Rainbow and Don't Change, followed by Tripping Daisy's Margarita Tropenzando, which you can still buy. Oh, when I was looking for links, it's on Amazon. The EP, the actual CD EP, is on Amazon for like $1,000. So maybe don't buy it that way. I put a link to where you can get it in Bandcamp. So without further ado, The Polyphonic Spree and Tripping Daisy right now on The Sounds of My Head.
dressed in blue. See the sky in front of you. And her face is like a sail. Yeah.
bottle pops on a summer's day. Makes me feel like I'm gonna live forever. I don't want this to go away. I don't want this to change. Who are you gonna ask anyway? Who are you gonna ask anyway? I throw my hands up.
All right, that was two songs in a row by a band from Australia called Ella Musa. And the songs we heard were Mango Pops and Coco Honey, You and I, both from her EP Sun, Sun, Sun. Very good. I'm really into those songs. It's like this great Tropicalia French kind of thing, but it's from Australia. Very weird. The description on Bandcamp was music to make crepes to, which is a great descriptor of this kind of music. You can definitely imagine making crepes and listening to that music. It would work perfectly. Okay, speaking of things that are French, even though that was from Australia, how about this next band? They are actually from France. It's La Femme, and a big fan of these guys. They've got a new album called Paradigms, but maybe is what I'm going to say. It's spelled wrong, but I think it's Paradigms. We're going to hear two songs. First, Nouvelle Orleans, which is like New Orleans, and then Le Sang de Mon Pongin. I don't know. I can't speak French, as is well established, but I do like the songs, and a lot of the songs on this, you know, they got a male vocalist too. These two don't have the male vocalist, but still great, and it was hard to pick because there's so many great songs on this here album. So very good. If you like these two songs, definitely pick up the whole thing. Paradigms, really good by La Femme. Without further ado, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Quelque part et tu t'es égaré. puis tu as croisé mon chemin et tu te demandes que va-t-il t'arriver maintenant. Alors écoute. Je suce le sang de mon prochain. Je sème la mort et la tempête. Je suis la vengeance et la haine. Et je vais là où le vent m'emmène. Je cherche le cœur de mon amant pour y planter mes dents. Je t'entends dans une autre vie, là-haut sous les étoiles d'une autre galaxie. C'est que j'ai tort de te faire faire ce sacrifice. Rejoins-moi dans les abysses, tu deviendras mon complice.
My favorite quotes ever, which is, if we could make meat without the animal, why wouldn't we? And the reason that's one of my favorites is because that was said by the CEO of Tyson Foods, Tom Hayes, in about 2018, which just really speaks to the incentives when you approach this from a really pragmatic perspective. You know, for a meat company that controls enormous market share of total global meat production, to be, you know, that candid, that the animal is almost the most inconvenient part of their whole process. If they can make the meat without the animal, why wouldn't they?
And I sort of feel like there might be just like one person in China who, if they got really right. absolutely behind this, could steer billions of dollars into it. Or if John Kerry got really into this, or Joe Biden, for that matter, in the United States. And there is tremendous incentive for them to do that. I mean, you think about electric cars, which you were just talking about, Sam, and GM has said by 2035, they're going to be 100% electric. Ford has said they'll be 100% electric by 2035 in Europe. And that means they're all going to go to China, because China has 93 of these gigafactories for lithium-ion batteries, and they're going to have 140 by 2030. The U.S. has 4 of these gigafactories, and we're expected to have 10 by 2030. So, if that happens to meat, if China goes all in on reconstructing meat from plants and cultivating meat directly from cells, they become the global supplier of meat as well. So there should be a sort of space race among governments to reconstitute meat from plants, to cultivate meat directly from cells, because it is how we take the likelihood that our food causes the next pandemic or leads to antibiotic resistance from significant to zero. It's a huge part of the climate solution. And the countries that decide to take this on, I mean, they're going to have bragging rights until the end of time, but it'll also be spectacularly good for their economies. So we certainly want the corporations, but getting governments really behind this and lifting up these entire sectors, you know, could be very, very few people who could make a massive difference.
Just so I-
Okay, let's catch up one last time. That was the Orioles from Halifax in the UK. They did two songs right there, 48% and Sunflower Seeds, both from their second most recent album called Silver Dollar Moment. Really good. I mean, I gotta say, they actually have a newer album that I think is even better, but that Sunflower Seeds song, I was really struggling with how to order this episode. I wanted to put Sunflower Seeds up top because that's like my favorite song. I think that song is so super good, but I decided to kind of close out the episode with it instead. So hopefully you're still listening and you heard it, because Sunflower Seeds is like super top notch. And I'll play something from the newer record sometime in the future, because it's like I said, I think it's an even better record than this Silver Dollar Moment. But Silver Dollar Moment had Sunflower Seeds, which is a song I really wanted to play. So that's how we ended up there. And 48%, also good. And the album as a whole, pretty good stuff. If you like those songs, they're representative, check out the whole thing. Okay, finishing up this here episode of the show, the Undercover Dream Lovers from Los Angeles. They have an EP that just came out late last year called Half Empty, and we are going to hear a cut from it right now. We're going to hear Peace Out. It's a good song to end the episode with. So without further ado, the Undercover Dream Lovers with Peace Out. And on that note, peace out.
Could I be your candle?
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Bob Marley's Redemption Song, as arranged and performed by Kenna Mason. I also talked over Space-Time Continuum from the original Carl Sagan Cosmos and Sub Rosa by the Beastie Boys. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at The Sounds of My Head website, thesoundsofmyhead.com. There you can find links to things like the playlist in Spotify, where you can listen to all the different songs that I play on the show without having to listen to me talk, as long as they're on Spotify, which several songs from this episode are not in Spotify, so sorry about that. You can also find links to Bandcamp, where you can buy things, which is what I do. And of course, you can email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of the show.